Travel to Iran podcast by Abbas, episode 4, Same Flag, Lifestyle of Iranian. I feel I'm at home. Many Italian travelers told me this. Welcome to Travel to Iran podcast, the fourth episode. I dedicate this episode to Italian travelers. Benvenuto. I'm Abbas, guide of Tehran City. In this episode, I will tell you about the lifestyle of Iranian people. Many European and Western people told me Iranian and Italian are so close and similar to each other in culture. If before come to Iran you had an Italian friend, you were so lucky because you seen a kind of Iranian culture in advance. Let me tell you very easy. Iranian do everything very, very, very relaxed. Very easy. They don't make life hard. For example, to cross the street, Iranian people do that very easy. They don't care to anything. Just look to the cars and pass. One Italian traveler, he told me, I feel I'm in Napoli. because he crossed the street very easy, very, very, very fun. And you see many cars crazy driving. The measure of Iranian talk about everything and anything like professors. Just you start to talk with them about some political things, and they talk to you like professor of political science. So you will see many, many, many things like this in Iran. I like to tell you about the interior and exterior lifestyle of Iranian. In other episodes before, I told you about the interior lifestyle. You can see many things very easy, but exterior is completely different. In interior lifestyle of Iranian, they don't wear hijab at the homes. Some of them drinks in the home. They listen very easy to any kind of music. They watch any kind of movies without any censor and without any problems. But in exterior lifestyle, I mean in public places, they wear different clothes. They talk with people in another style. Maybe they don't say anything in public about political, about religion. Unfortunately, I have to tell you, it's a kind of hypocrite. And there is a lot of reason behind that, why there is a hypocrite culture in Iran. But we have that. And if somebody talk with you and they trust you, they talk with you very, very friendly and very truthfully. But if they don't trust you, they don't like to give you any information about anything. We have a unique culture. We call that Tar of culture. I like to explain to you this unique culture for Iranian. There is no any translation for Tar of culture. It's a kind of compliment, ceremony, offer, or present. Let me to give you an example about Tarif culture. For example, you want to get out the door and you are with your friend and you ask your friend, you go first, and your friend say, no, you go first, you go first, you go first. It's a kind of respect. Or you go to one shop and then you say to cashman, how much I have to pay? And they say to you, there is no any value for you, nothing. You don't have to pay. It's not mean really you don't have to pay. Absolutely, you have to pay the money. But first or second time, it's a kind of respect. And they want to say, this money doesn't have a value as you come here and get anything from me. And if the cashman don't say that, we say, oh, he just cared to the money, not to me to be here. How to be sure that request or ask, it's a kind of tarif, or that man is serious on that. For example, you go to a restaurant with one Iranian, and or you go to Iranian home, and they want you to eat everything. They think first you are shy and don't eat anything. But in European culture, doesn't have any meaning, or Eastern culture doesn't have any meaning. When you go to table, you eat everything that you want. But Iranian think you are shy and you want to eat, but you are shy to say, I want this, I want this, I want this. So they ask you, eat this, drink this, eat this, eat this, eat this. Maybe they ask you many times this thing. There is a one trick. Before anything, you say to them, I don't have any thought of. If I want anything, I ask you very serious. And I like to try everything, just give me time. It works. Really, it works. And when you directly talk about that, people be sure you don't shy, you are not shy, and you eat very easy. And taaruf is a kind of hospitality. And when you meet somebody for first time or second time and you are not very close with them, you use taaruf more. The last thing I like to tell you about the lifestyle of Iranian, it's about timing and time managing. If somebody tell you, I'm at that place at 5 p.m., you just think, almost 6. Yeah, they are not like Germans or French or Britain. They do everything very relaxed and very easy. If your guide tell you I will be there at 9, you just feel maybe he will be there at 9:15 or 9:30. Yeah, it was the first part of this episode. You can contact me by searching Free Tehran Tour on Google or Instagram, Twitter, and follow me, and please give me your feedbacks. That's so important for me. Before telling you anything about Iranian and Italian relation, I like to tell you one memory. It's repeated to me many times. Many Iranian ladies, they told me the Italian boys are so cute, so nice, so pretty. And many Italian boys told me the Iranian ladies are so nice and pretty. Maybe they can have a good relation, start good relation with each other. But the relation of Iran and Italy back to Roman and part and Sassanid Empire, I mean 2,000 years ago. At this time, the Iranian don't look at the Italian as a past enemy or a kind of, you know what I mean? They don't have any bad feeling about Italian. And they don't connect the very, very past years of Roman to modern times. For example, they do that, many Iranians, unfortunately, they do that with Britain. They connect 400 years ago to now, or for any for Arabian countries, they do that. They connect 1,300 years ago to know, wars at that time to know. But for Roman, for Italian, it's not true, it's not works. And also they say we have a same flag, so they have a good feeling to Italian. One of the important moments between Iran and Italy, it's back to 7th century ago, in a one war between Iran and Roman. The Roman Empire, Valeriano, he arrested and captured by Iranian king and Shapur. Shapur bring Valeriano and legionaries to Iran, the modern province Khuzestan, and forced them to build schools, cities, and bridge. You will surprise if you know that the Roman bridge, old Roman bridge in Desful city in Khuzestan, in west southwest of Iran, near Choghazanbil Ziggurat heritage site. People still use that after 17 centuries. And this bridge, is still there and you can use that and you can pass that and work on that, and still it's safe. And you can see, if you like the Roman architect and you like the Roman history, you can come to Iran and see some of them, that part of Iran. Another thing of Italy, it's very popular in Iran, is Italian cinema. The Iranian people, they like spaghetti western. They still follow that. And also, Dollar Trilogy, it's very popular in Iran, and many Iranians saw that and still they see that. And Bob Spencer, Terence Hill movies, they are so so popular in Iran, and they have a unique dublage on that movies. The last thing I like to tell you between Iran and Italy, it's Italian food in Iran. We have one kind of macaroni in Iran. It's not like Italian macaroni. It's a kind of pasta with Iranian style. There is a meat inside that. That's red. And if you come to Iran, I recommend you to try that. And also Iranian pizza. In Iran, we call that pizza, not pizza. And Iranian pizza, it's completely different than Italian pizza. And I like to tell you about unique culture of Iranian. I'm sure you are Italian. You would be very sad to listen that. Iranian people eat pizza with ketchup. I'm sorry to tell you, but they do that. And please don't be angry if you listen that. I don't know why, but it's in the culture. I don't do that. I eat pizza without any ketchup, but it's normal in general in Iran. The last thing I like to tell you about the Iranian lifestyle is that if you compare to European people and the new generation, Iranian, they like to have a luxury lifestyle. Iranian people in travel, they spend a lot of money. They go to the high-class hotels. They go to very touristic parts. And when they have a party in Iran, for example, family party or meetings, they serve four or five different kinds of foods. They care to these things, and a kind of show-off culture. If you come to Iran and some Iranian families invite you to their homes, you have to be sure one unique food it's for you. And they spend a lot of money, and they spend a lot of things for the guest. And they have a, I told you, they have a luxury lifestyle. If you compare to European, they like to have a big houses. They like to have a big yards. They like to have cars and have a unique, have a high class furniture. Especially in Iran. And before this economic problems, you saw that more, but this time it's decreased. But we have this culture, and yeah, Iranian like to have a luxury lifestyle. I like to tell you about the lifestyle of religious cities like Yazd and Qom. The dress code on that cities are completely different. And you know, in Iran, even in the warm time of the year, the men don't wear the short pants, or women, they don't do that. And if you come to Iran that time, please respect to this dress code. And during Ramadan time, it's very hard to get any food in restaurants during the day, but for the night is okay. And because Iran have a different ethnic groups, you can see different lifestyles in each part of Iran. In another episode, maybe episode 10, I tell you about the ethnic groups of Iran more. For example, in the Kurdistan part or Lorestan part or Azerbaijan part, you have a different kind of lifestyle. And in Kurdistan part, you see people invite you very easy to their homes, to their life, and they give you very, very, very well, very friendly. Their food, share with you everything. The family relation in Iran, it's very rich and very important. And the Iranian society, it's more multi-generational than Western society. Most of the people lives with their grandfather and mothers, and they care to relation with their aunts and uncles. And sometimes after months or year, they have family meetings. And in Iran, we have a unique name for the father's sister and father's brother, and also unique name for the mother's sister and brother's sister. So it's show you that how much the relation is strong and important in Iran. And in Iranian culture and lifestyle, grandfathers and grandmothers are so important. And when in a family there is any type of conflict, they talk with both sides and they listen to him or her, and they respect to that persons of the family. And if you go to parks and picnics, you see many of families, they are with the grandfathers and the grandmothers. Education in Iran, it's very important. And the average of persons that educated and they went to university, it's almost 80%. It means 80% of the society, they educated until university, men and women. Unmarried life, I mean the alone life for men and women, it's not common after age, in adult age. And the alone men, most of them, they live with their family, even they don't marriage, or alone women, if they don't marry, they live with the family. It's not common to live alone in other cities, in another places. When you travel to Iran, and if you find your host on website, you see single men and women in that websites, and they hove alone, they live alone in their homes, but it's not common. It's just a few percent of society. This lifestyle increases during the time, but it's not common in Iran generally. Thank you very much for your attention to my podcast. The next episode, the fifth episode, it's about the Iranian currency and Iranian money. And I dedicate this episode to people of Turkey, the neighbor of Iran. You can find me on any social media like Instagram, Twitter, and my website, freetehrantour.com, and my Persian website, abbasm.com. Please send me your feedbacks on that website and my email, me@signabbasm.com. You can see in the description of this podcast. Please share this podcast and keep in touch. I hope see you soon in Iran.